This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. 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 We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Kia ora, Tefano. It's me, the Triple SD. Welcome to this Deep In Sessions. So, another weird and random tangential thing happened to me the other day. I received in my letterbox, which is a bit strange, a USB with a random scribble saying some kind of words. I opened it up. Had a look, there was a mix, a video, and a map. Now, the map, I had to go around and find particular places and take photos of them, which you will see. The mix is very interesting, and the video, whew, oh my god, big ups, Grey Matter. Love your work. So what we're going to listen to today is episode 2 of Grey Matter, Found Objects. Sink in, turn up that sub, light it up. We are going deep.
There are more dreadful sacrifices.
Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over. It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. Everybody's serious but me. I'm talking to myself again. America, you don't really want to go to war. America's them bad Russians. Them Russians. The Russia wants to eat us alive. The Russia's power mad. She wants to take our cars from out our garages or wants to grab Chicago. America, this is quite serious.
Thank you. I'm sorry. music you are listening to is completely electronic.
Roger Lynn here, and I'm here to invite you to participate in this wonderful documentary about Bob Moog. Bob was a special person in my life. Like many people, I was drawn into synthesis and became passionate about it largely because of Bob's creations when I was a young man. But also, I had the good fortune later in life of getting to know Bob on a number of occasions, like at NAMM shows and such. And he was just a gem of a guy.
Once I had a Halloween party, and he came.
came, and he did a little performance on theremin, accompanied by Don Buchla's wife, Nanique, who's quite a good jazz pianist. And everyone just loved it. And I remember after that, he was just running around hugging people. He was such a such an open heart. And he was someone who never thought of himself as a businessman. He was a creator. He was a lover of ideas. And as I say, he was very special to me. And for that reason, I hope you participate in this documentary, which I think is very important.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
Yeah, let me have some thoughts on it. It's uncool to claim you used to room with Bird or that you have Bird's axe. And, you know, it's even less cool to ask, who is Bird? It's uncool to nod on the street corner waiting for the light to change. And it's uncool to let anybody know your uncle is a registered pharmacist, uncool for the whole family. You know, it's uncool to buddy with a known friend. It's uncool to ask where'd you get it. It's disastrously uncool to let friends use your pad as a forwarding address for packages from Mexico. You know, and it's uncool to ask where'd you get it. And it is uncool to wear shades after sunset, you know, unless you should be wearing shades after sunset. You know, in which case it is uncool to take them off.
open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them. I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them. I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out.
Log of the Starship Enterprise, Stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
Such man. Herb was created for the use of man. Herb was created for the use of man. I know that herb was created for the use of man.
Your machinery is too much for me. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.